Watch, BFFs Miss Iraq, Miss Israel cameo at Miss Universe in Eilat, My Family Got Death Threats. By Deborah Brand on December 12, 2021. Eilat, Israel, former Miss Israel and former Miss Iraq made a cameo at this year's Miss Universe pageant in the southern Israeli town of Eilat, and spoke about the huge impact an impromptu selfie of the two had when they participated in the Global Beauty Contest in 2017, including death threats and speeches at the United Nations. Sarah E. Dan, who grew up in Iraq under the regime of Saddam Hussein, fled the country after receiving threats that her Iraqi citizenship would be withdrawn because she posted a selfie with Miss Israel. On Thursday's preliminary contest at the port of Eilat, Edan explained in a video message, "My family had death threats and had to leave Iran after 3 days. It started with a photo at Miss Universe and the next thing I know I'm speaking in front of thousands at the UN," she said. "I'm talking to Arab countries before they even initiated the Abraham Accords and telling them why they need to make peace." Miss Israel Adar Gandelsman added, "Without trying, we gave a voice to so many people. We're pioneers," Edan said. Since fleeing Iraq, Edan has made headlines several times for controversial statements against Israel haters. In 2019, the beauty queen lambasted Representative Ilhan Omar for trying to push Sharia law onto the U.S. and said that the congresswoman does not represent her as a Muslim. "In Arab countries, we call her the Muslim Brotherhood," she said. "I don't stand for your anti-American, anti-Semitic, Muslim Brotherhood agenda using this democracy to further you and your friends." At the UN, Edan said that the Israeli-Arab conflict is deeply rooted in the belief systems taught in Muslim countries, which are anti-Semitic. As Breitbart reported at the time, Edan claimed at a rally in June that a quarter of the global Muslim population are radical Islamists who want to eradicate the U.S. and Israel. "Radical Islamist ideologies that teach them that Jews are not even human beings. They are satanic creatures in human form," Edan said. She went on to draw a parallel with radical Islam and Nazism, saying, "The amount of anti-Semitism that exists in radical Islam, it's crazy. It's exactly like the Nazi movement, and this is why a lot of Islamists have joined their movement with the neo-Nazis, in order to defeat Jews all over the world." During her stay in Israel, Edan also defended Israeli security forces for killing a Palestinian terrorist who stabbed a Jewish man outside the Old City of Jerusalem and attempted to attack police officers. Israel came under fire over the killing, with Palestinian officials calling it a field execution. "People who don't have radical Islamist terrorists in their country stabbing their people every other day because they don't look Muslims should shut up about Israeli security forces doing their job to protect," she tweeted. "Did they cry when a Jew was killed in same place 2 weeks ago?" Mandla Mandela, the grandson of South Africa's first black president Nelson Mandela, was one of the chief anti-Israel activists who called on his country's representative, Miss South Africa Lali Lamswain, to boycott the pageant in Israel due to the occupation and cruel treatment of Palestinians at the hands of apartheid Israel regime. Edan responded on Twitter, "All I can say is how dare you? How dare you as a man try to tell an organization for women, and women empowerment what to do?" Mswana eventually defied both homegrown BDS activists and the South African government in taking part in the pageant. The 24-year-old, who is a qualified lawyer, said she went to hell and back with the hate and harassment she received over her choice to take part, but that she doesn't regret it for a moment. "On the contrary, if I had not come to Israel to compete in the Miss Universe pageant, I think I would have regretted it for the rest of my life," Mswain told the Jerusalem Post.